Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and following us on Facebook, on Pinterest, wherever you follow up with us. For the first time on the Mind Your Business podcast, we have our very own Molly Sams, social media expert. She's got a lot of insight, and we're going to talk about basically the pros and cons of social media, which I love this topic personally because there are a lot of pros and cons. I got my own personal opinions, and I'm ready for you to debunk some of them, but welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. You have such a radio voice.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I haven't talked about this very much. I have been hung up on probably more than anybody you've ever met in your life because I've literally for the last 20 years, I'll call somebody and they'll answer the phone. I'll go, hello. And then they hang up.
That's really funny.
And it's because I was in radio
for
a number of years. And I say, hello. And I immediately sound like one of those recorded voices.
That's awesome. Yeah, but that's so nice.
It sucks, though.
See, I'm going to try that the next time I get like a spam call.
What, just hanging up?
No, just going, hello, and see if they hang up on me.
See if they hang up on you.
Yeah, because then they'll think I'm a robot.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Now, I did get a marketing call a few years back. Now, this is when my youngest daughter is now 10. So this would have been around the time she was 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, putting sentences together and all that kind of stuff. I remember seeing I grew up reading Mad Magazine. And there was a little piece in Mad Magazine about what to do when you got calls from telemarketers. And in one of these, there was this cartoon of a person putting their kid at the phone and with the phone in their hand and blah 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 blah. I actually did that with my youngest daughter.
I still do that with Scott.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I still do that with my friend's daughter.
Do you really?
Yeah, it works so well. Because they're just
That's
like,
awesome.
Where's your mom? And I'm like, she just keeps talking. She's like, I like cats. And it's great. So
that is beautiful.
It's really funny because she's like just so excited to be on the phone. She's like, let me tell you about my cat and all of my Barbies.
I'm going to talk to you about what's real in this life.
Yeah.
I don't care about your sales pitch.
We are talking about all my Barbies' names. And what's their favorite color?
Is this a lot of Barbies we're talking about?
We're talking like, she's got a Rubbermaid container.
So that's a lot of names.
Yeah, she knows.
I bet there's some great names in there. Can you think of any of them?
My favorite is for her male Barbie. It's supposed to be Ken, but she couldn't say Ken when she was little. So his name's just Kitty.
Kitty.
He's just Kitty.
Barbie and Kitty.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Now, how do things work out between Barbie and Kitty? Are they just friends, or did they eventually go off to...
It's in and out.
So it's not like any... It's not like really serious.
All pun intended. But yeah.
I mean, how can you be serious with a man named Kitty, really?
Well, and, you know, when a 3-year-old's...
Yeah.
...orchestrating your life, she...
See, that would be interesting. I'd love to see a 3-year-old orchestrate my life.
It's not a good time.
It's not?
No. There's a lot of, I'm trying to think, a lot of tea parties, a lot of fake food you have to fake eat.
But see, with the fake food, at least you don't have to real eat it. You can fake eat it.
But what if you're hungry? Then I have to sit there and be like, this cake's delicious, but I'd really like to make that mac and cheese that I made 20 minutes ago.
But are you fake hungry then? Or is it real hungry?
I'm always real hungry. So anytime she's like, Molly, eat the cake, I'm like, I would much rather eat the food that I prepared for us.
So no real food on pretend plates or on play plates.
sometimes she like lets me put iced tea in the teacup. She doesn't like hot tea.
So no hot tea.
I don't even know what we're doing. It's just pandemonium. That's just kids. She's not my kid, by the way. Sorry, I sound like I have. That I've had, like, kids for, like, 6,000 years. But,
no, but apparently yeah. You know how to interact with kids, and that's huge.
Sometimes. I met a little guy named Dominic at a wedding this weekend, mm-hmm. and it was really funny. I've never met a... I don't really like little boys.
Okay.
That sounds weird. I'm not a huge fan. They're just too rough.
Yeah, like, I mean, I understood really, what you said yeah. when you said, I don't really like little boys. It's like, I get it.
There's a lot of, like, throwing stuff and punching thing, and I'm just not for that. I'm an only child, so I'm very used to, like, everything being very calm.
Gotcha.
But he was great. He was awesome. We danced at the wedding. He flipped out when I picked him up, and we did, like, the holding, like, of his arms and running around. It was great. He was awesome. He didn't hit me. He didn't punch anybody. I didn't know the little boys couldn't punch.
He didn't punch anybody?
No. There was no fights. There was like 12 kids at this wedding.
And no fights?
No, they were all fine. At one point, they all start like at slow dancing. It was really cute. They didn't couple up, which was kind of what I think the adults expected. They all like swayed calmly in a circle, like holding
wow,
hands.
Really?
Yeah. I was really shocked. It was the best, like, kid wedding I've ever been to.
That's like, really friendly. Cool.
I was amazed. Because all the adults, I mean, were insane.
All in all, a yeah. memorable weekend.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. We should probably get started.
Oh, no, it's okay. Because it's fun to just talk. But, because we are talking social. I'm trying lamely to find a segue between social into social media.
It
is lame. You've worked with me long enough to know how lame I can be, though.
Really, the segue was right there when we went, bam.
So, Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Just the crappiest segue ever.
So we're talking, we're basically kind of doing a quick rundown of the big four. You know, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, and your Google+. And what should you be doing with them? What should people be doing with them? What are they good for?
Okay.
Like, I guess start out with the big one, Facebook.
Facebook. I mean, everybody should be on it. It's kind of like, well, everybody who's a business. Like, I personally am not on Facebook because I don't like it. Well, like, I love...
Like it.
I love my family, but I really don't need any more clickbait about how Donald Trump's going to be, like, the next... I don't know, Chairman Mao, or whatever. I mean, I just don't care.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of my thing about Facebook. Like, you don't have to be on it personally unless you are, like, a personality. Like, a YouTube personality.
Like, as far as promoting.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're a business,
it makes
maybe.
Sense.
But as far as personally. Because, like, me, I'm the same way. I love my family. My family's scattered all over the country, and I like being able to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on there that much, but it is great to go on and see pictures of them and their kids mm-hmm. and what they're doing and all. But, I don't know, it gets aggravating after a while because you find out, the thing that's bothered me about Facebook over the years is you find out things about people you've known that you never wanted to know about
yeah.
them.
Like, when they're racist.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I actually watched a friendship dissolve on Facebook between two people I go back to high school with,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't believe it. And it was a racial issue there,
yeah.
and it was racism. I mean,
yeah.
I looked at it and it was like, I can't believe this.
You're
but
shocked to see.
It.
Well, I mean, there's a whole. It's kind of fascinating to like see the psychology of Facebook turn out and like. Actual individuals because
yeah.
their super ego is just gone in some cases. So these
yeah.
just, you know, writing terrible things and, excuse me, finding all kinds of fun clickbait to just annoy everybody with.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of that and I was done. So, and I've noticed like my generation at least, like I really like Instagram because it's just the pictures, which is all I cared about on Facebook. I just want to see, like, my friends and their family. So I get that. And a lot of people from my high school and from college find me on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice because we have the option of talking to each other or just, you know, kind of mysteriously lurking to each other. Like, but it's really nice because I don't have to engage, which I don't necessarily want to do. I mean, like, there's one guy.
Well, it could be a time suck.
Yeah.
I mean, it can really be a time suck when you get. It's not that you don't want to interact with people per se, but at that moment, it might not be the best time for you because you can, like, look and it's an hour later and it's like, where did the last hour of my life go?
I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a guy who I went to high school with who's a cage fighter. I use air quotes. When really he's just, you know, I think a cook at, like, American Bar and Grill. And it's great. Like, his Instagram is made out of beauty. It's just the most white trash thing I've ever seen in my life. So, I mean, I follow him because it's fun.
Yeah.
But I never have to talk to him, and it's great. And that's what I like.
See, that's a good point, though, because, like, as far as Facebook, you know, if you're a business, a lot of businesses don't want to bother with Facebook. And really, mm-hmm. if you're a B2B kind of company, Facebook, you know, how relevant is it going to be for you? But at the same time, you talk about Instagram, it's more instantaneous,
mm-hmm.
and you can share images, and I know it's kind of cliche, but a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah.
If you're sharing stuff on Instagram, could that potentially be more valuable than Facebook?
I don't know. I think for, like...
And I just thought of that. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it just kind of came to
That's
mind.
That's a good point about B2B. Like, because when I think of Facebook, a lot of times when I use Facebook to look up a business, I use it for, like, their service or their item, like their goods. But I look at, like, their reviews. I look at their hours. I use them as an individual, as a possible consumer. I don't see them as another business. But when I'm on Facebook for, like, our clients, it's a different story. I mean, then I definitely do, not necessarily stock competition, but I see who we should follow. Like, I look for people who we could mutually benefit off of each other.
Yeah.
Like, if we did a guest blog post on their place or vice versa, or if we started following each other somewhere else, stuff like that.
Do you think, in the grand scheme of things, that for businesses, LinkedIn could be perhaps more valuable than Facebook?
I hate LinkedIn.
Do you really?
I really do.
What is it that you don't like about it?
It's stupid. Like, it's not stupid. It's just...
And I'm asking you this because, quite frankly, I like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But I've got my issues with it, too. And I just love... I love a different viewpoint because you know more about social media than I do.
LinkedIn, I think, is, like, useful for, like, business-to-business communication. But... When I was in college, all of my professors made this massive stink about LinkedIn. They were just like, you have to be on it, and it has to be the freshest stuff you can think of. You got to be posting every day. You got to make sure that everything is on point on your LinkedIn, because otherwise you will never get a job, and life will suck, and you'll be homeless.
And because it's the latest and greatest.
And it was just like, it just annoys me, because so we all have, you know, at least from, like, Kutztown University, go Golden Bears. Like, at least from my class, from, like, my major, we all have these really awesome-looking LinkedIns. And, like, we all now don't know what to do. So we still, like, talk to each other on it. And I'm like, half these people I don't want to see. Like, and it's just annoying me because I still get email notifications and I still get regular notifications every time I, like, sign on to, like, our clients on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, hey, before you sign off to actually do your real job, maybe you should look. No. I don't want to.
There's, like, sales pitches everywhere. Everywhere you go. You can't log off of any platform that you're on without, hey, it's almost, now I'm going to date myself here. But going back to, like, the 80s and the 90s and the designer imposter perfumes, if you like this, you'll love this. And I feel like that with a lot of these pop-ups that come up. It's like, I just want to sign off the stinking platform and go about my life. I don't don't want you to recommend something else that's going to be a time suck.
Well, you know it's a bad time, too, because, like, I have because I have two or three browsers just for reasons.
You've got your covert browser, and then you've got the browser that you share with everybody else.
Well, you got the browser. You got the crap one. You got Safari or, like, Internet Explorer. Oh, God. I'm making a cute. You all right, buddy? There's a towel behind you.
Yeah, there is.
I just made Mark puke.
I hate Safari. No.
Safari's the... That's not it. It's, like, right up there with Internet Explorer. It's just...
Internet Exploder?
Yeah. They're just terrible. So, like, it's just there. And then I have Firefox because that's all, like, where all my weird herb stuff... Where
I understand, though, because, like, Firefox, all the SEO stuff that I have in the toolbar, that's all on Firefox. I don't use Google Chrome for that.
Yeah.
Firefox, and for just to keep everything separate because I get confused very easily.
Yeah, it's not just for porn.
Right, it's not just for porn. No, I won't tell you which browser I use for that one.
We don't need that. Oh, gosh, where were we going? Oh, they all have ad blocks. Because I hate when a site reminds me, like, hey, you should do this with your life. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
I think I got my life under control.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I just want to leave your site.
Yeah.
So that is definitely an annoying thing. I just, maybe for businesses, it might be worth your time for now. I don't know if it always will be. Just unless, like, LinkedIn goes through, like, a really serious facelift.
Yeah.
Just because right now it's kind of like, for the one client, I hate it because it's so clunky. Like, there's three ways to post something.
Yes.
And they all are stupid. And it's just really bothersome to me because, like, some don't archive the way I want them to on their site while others do. But then the one that doesn't grab the link, so I don't have a picture. It's just, yeah. Just figure your life out, LinkedIn. That's basically
how
I feel.
You opened my eyes in that regard too, because I've liked LinkedIn just because I feel like it doesn't have as much crap as, like, say, Facebook does, but it has its own issues there too. Now, the one I really am dying to ask you about is Twitter, because I've never been a fan of Twitter. In fact, before we talked here, I was looking at some of the notes you had, like the pros and cons about the different platforms, and you were like, Twitter's lost like 2 million people like since 2015?
Yeah.
Like in the last year?
It's crazy.
And I'm quietly cheering that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the thing I've not liked about it is because it's the one that it's easiest to post on.
Yeah.
And it's the one that from celebrities to our own, you know, in some cases, our own friends, it's the one that's, to me, is easiest to make a fool out of yourself on.
I mean, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, it is really easy to, you know, say butts, 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 lol, and then hit tweet there.
Yeah.
Because you have a certain section, like, you have 140 characters still, and you can post stuff, like, photos and videos, but always 140. I'm a little sad just because I like Twitter for its news, like when I was in when I was in college, I forget who it was. There was like a music magazine, like one that would like review new bands and stuff like that, and like talk about like venues and cool stuff. And they would always try to make their Twitter or their tweets as poetic as possible.
That's kind of cool.
So they would really work with Twitter. And that's what I liked. Like, a lot of people do some really neat stuff on their Twitter accounts, but a lot of people are just putting poop up. So. Yeah.
Well, like, I can sit here and talk about how I've never really been a fan of Twitter, and yet I think it was last Thursday night, the Thursday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
Was streamed on Twitter.
Oh yeah, you get so addicted.
And I'm like, It was the first pro football game that has ever been streamed on Twitter, and I'm watching it, and it's like,
You're connected to a whole other population.
I can't hate this platform because it's providing me with frivolous entertainment.
Well, and that's like, I mean, if you look at The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Twitter blows up.
Yes.
Every time that The Walking Dead comes on. Every Sunday that The Walking Dead's on. It just takes over Twitter. I mean, I remember, I don't know if you watch it, but I remember.
I don't watch it regularly, but I've seen it.
I remember when, like, Porch Dick, like, hashtag Porch Dick, reached, like, 2 million on Twitter. And it was just funny to me because I was like, yes, we, for that one brief shining moment, the Walking Dead fandom owned Twitter. And I think that's what's really interesting. I mean, you can really, I mean, not so much anymore, but back in, like, 2012, 2013, you could really track trends based off of Twitter. And it was fascinating. Sometimes I would just look at the top tweets, like the top hashtags, because it was just interesting.
Now, your personal opinion, why do you think they've lost 2 million people in the last year? And actually less than a year.
Well, I think they're just losing a lot of relevancy. I mean...
You think it's because there's so many other platforms that people can use? Like, do you think Instagram's hurting them because of the images and all?
Well, I think it's just hard for them to, it's hard for them to compete. Like, they had Periscope originally, right?
Yeah.
So Periscope left, and Facebook, you know, really got great at broadcasting, and I mean I think they had a lot riding on that. And it kind of pooped itself.
Wow. Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
So, I mean, like, that was a lot of advertising. That was a lot of marketing that kind of went down the tubes. And not only am I sure that that was financially detrimental, but it was also probably pretty painful for everybody.
Yeah, so, true.
I mean, so I think that was part of it. And it's just, there isn't anything new to Twitter. You know, like, with Instagram, I mean, they just totally, what's the word I'm looking for? They totally just fucked over Snapchat, and they got their stories. So you can post a story, quote-unquote, on Instagram, and it shows up for 24 hours. And it can be a video, it can be a picture, it can be whatever. Instagram, but Instagram's trying to, like, keep up. And Snapchat is really, like, trying, like, Snapchat right now, I guess, is really, like, at the forefront of, like, all the visual and audio social media.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so much new going on. I mean, everybody knows what a Snapchat filter is. Everybody has an account. Everybody, you know, even businesses now. You can get, you get ads on Snapchat. For, like, National Geographic and Target. Which is infuriating for me.
Oh, yeah, because you're trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, we've got millions of people using this social platform. We can do ads on this now.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just what happened with Facebook. I mean,
that's what happens with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, if you look at Pokemon Go, they're just trying so hard to figure out how to make money.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to get ads, like, before you can catch that Eevee. You're going to have to deal with Toyota telling you to buy your car.
And this is another where I just, Google Plus, Google My Business. It's like, I get it. I'll tell our clients this, you know, it's basically worthless except for the fact that you have your Google My Business account and you're going to show up great in the search engine result pages. The knowledge graph is going to paint a very beautiful picture of you as long as you're filling your information in there. But as far as interaction goes, I don't see anything.
I really like, there was a comic a little bit ago floating around on the internet, and it was Google Plus looking up at, like, the Google search engine logo, and it was like, Daddy, why don't they like me? And then the Google search engine logo goes, I will make them like you. And it kind of did.
That's great.
I mean, I remember when Google Plus first came out, you had an option of having Now, no. No, you have a Google Plus.
Yeah, they're going to force you.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's interesting. I do end up, like, for one of our clients, again, and for my family's businesses, like, I do have Google Plus accounts.
Yeah.
Just because I think you should always experiment. Like, I mean, I had Ello when it came out. I had...
Wow, I remember Ello.
Yeah. And but I always try different stuff because you don't know what's going to be big.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first signed up for Pinterest, it was an invite only. And I got an invite from a professor who had his because he was an academic. And then I got my mom or my family business one as well because I got to invite her. And we blew up once it went public. I mean, I still have more followers on Pinterest than I do anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. Like, but it's helped my mom out. I mean, it's helped our family business out. It's helped, you know, get everything. Like, it helps get a lot out there if that is the sort of audience that you're going toward.
Right. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the holistic aspect of what your family business does, and just thinking that's very, I mean, it's very, very female friendly, and the audience for Pinterest is, I mean, there are men on there. I've got a Pinterest account. I'm really not up on there much at all.
82% female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. So it's like if you have a business like that. I mean, let's face it, holistic. Some guys eventually get on the wagon with it. But
mine has a Pinterest account.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool because it's like the first female-driven social media outlet. So I really dig that. But I think there's a lot more to it. I look up on Pinterest about like our posting topics. A lot of the time for our clients.
Really?
Yeah. Just because it's really good inspiration. You can grab a little bit from here, a little bit from there, because you have this seemingly endless amount of possibilities. I mean, with Google, you still have that, but you only get it page by page. Well, it's really nice because you have immediate visual. Because I'm a very visual learner. So, like, I have immediate ideas of what I'm doing, and I can just scroll and see what we have to offer.
That makes sense, though, because you can see a whole lot more on a page as you scroll on Pinterest than, like you said, with Google, you get X number of results. With Pinterest, it's like...
It's endless.
Endless, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like with Google, eventually you're going to have to click on page two.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And, you know, in a pinch, I always go to Google. But it's nice for when I have to sit there and, like, find inspiration, or pinstration, as they call it.
It seems like there would be no interruption in the thought process because you can keep scrolling instead of having to go to page two.
Well, it's really nice because, like,
have that break in your...
I really like Pinterest just for that. It's a lot easier for me to search stuff if you're, like I said, if you're a visual learner. And, I don't know, it's branching out in more ways than people expect. Like, even for... the one client who talks about, like, money matters and stuff like that. That's where I went. Because a lot of bloggers talk about that. And a lot of Pinterest is about figuring out your finances as a small business. Or as a big business. Or as an individual. Which I think is neat. So it is definitely branching out. I think Pinterest is one of the big ones that we should think about.
I thought it was neat when it first came out, but it was one of those that initially because I mean, I'm an SEO geek and it's okay, Pinterest, how can this help people SEO wise or social, you know, can people really get that much interaction through Pinterest? And it was a platform that was not immediately accepted in that respect. But I can remember when it was new, and over the course of a year, all of a sudden in the SEO forums, people were talking more about Pinterest, more about Pinterest, more about Pinterest. And it made sense. You know, the more I dove into it and tried to learn about it, it made sense from the standpoint of these are images, and you put good images up there. As far as a business goes, you're putting your best foot forward. Yeah. Show off your wares. Show what you do. And, you know, again, the picture's worth a thousand words, and it's proven to work for them. I've grown to really like that platform.
Yeah. Well, it's nice because you're right. It's you introduce yourself right away, what you're doing, and then if you link it to a page on your website, done.
Yep.
I mean, they're right there. They're right where they want it to be. Just as long as you don't put it right on the homepage and expect them to navigate around. 'Cause then you're being rude. And they're not going to buy your stuff.
No, and you don't want to be rude to people who are coming into your virtual bricks and mortar. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, I guess, that I like about... 'cause you can even do that with Instagram now. You can just have a link. And it's so nice. 'Cause it's not that I buy a lot online, but when I do, I want it to be so easy.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And if it isn't, there's a good chance I'm going to leave. And I can't be the only one who thinks that way.
Oh, so. Not at all. I mean, personally, I was reluctant to buy stuff online. I mean, going back a few years.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of an older generation, so I've got my own issues with that. But
my grandma never bought online.
I love buying online now. Because it's like I've truly had nothing but good experiences buying online. I can think of one instance where it didn't work out right. It was delivered to a wrong address or something. This is going back a few years ago. But it was very easily fixed.
Yeah.
And so I really got nothing to complain about because that could happen anywhere.
Well, and now it's a lot easier to, you know, make sure everything's secure.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have a PayPal account.
Yes.
Or anything like that, which is really nice.
And you can get them some of the places that I've dealt with where if it's a gift for somebody, you know, for a couple bucks extra, they'll wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put a personal note in there and all, and some of them will even do free shipping.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially if they're doing free shipping, well, hell yeah, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead and wrap it. And, you know, while you're at it, if you could, like, if it's an appliance or a toy, at least on Amazon, you have the option to have, like, less packaging. So that way it's not as hard to open.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
Which is super nice.
Yeah, it is great. When I mail refrigerators to my friends, they're always appreciative.
Why are you mailing refrigerators to your friends? What's in them?
No comment.
All right. Well, now
when you said appliances, I started thinking, yeah, I'm going to get those refrigerators out to my friends. You know, it's the best way to show that you care.
Then
I don't know where the hell that came from.
I'm not here to judge. Just concerned.
I just drank a sip of water without choking.
I'm proud.
See?
I didn't say Safari, so.
Well.
That helps. So we talked about Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google. Google, I think, for what you talked about with my business,
mm-hmm.
I just think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
Google gives you extra love if you're using their product, and to show up nice like that in the knowledge graph, it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, it takes, what, like an hour of your time?
Yeah.
So just do it.
It's worth it. And they've even started showing other reviews, because Google caught a lot of heat because they would show their reviews on the knowledge graph. But wouldn't show others. But now they're starting to show, like, from TripAdvisor or, like, one of our clients, it's a home builder. They have reviews on house.com. And those reviews are actually showing up on the knowledge graph, which I think is cool, and I think it's fair. Because with all due respect to Google having the Google My Business product, Yeah, let's show reviews from all over and not just show reviews from Google, because not everybody's going to go and leave a review with Google. Well, thanks for coming on and talking social media.
I hope I did stuff.
You did stuff.
Okay, cool.
I think there's no doubt you did stuff. So,
yay!
We're good. So we'll have more stuff next time around on the Mind Your Business podcast, and we look forward to being with you again then.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.